Come on, bro.
I say so because this week, after coming back from an incredible wedding in Lagos, which I bring you greetings from Ariel and Osas Atoengbe. We had an amazing wedding, and I had the privilege to be father of the bride and best man right there, so they had me working. But, you know, I came back, and literally, we came back Tuesday, and on the way back from the airport, I just feeling like this heaviness, and I'm like, what is going on? I'm in good shape. What am I feeling here? And it was a bad flu. I came back, and I thank God for my wife being like, you know, Nurse Nightingale over here, because, I mean, it was cold sweats. It was, I mean, everything going on. And, but, Lord, I'm here today. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to be with you. bounce back quickly, amen. But the wedding was truly incredible. We got some pictures here for you. Appreciate Tina and all the work she's doing here. Showing some. Yeah, there's the bride. There is the bride. Very, very nice there. And that's them after the IDs right there. They have the sparks flying. I tell you, it was really funny because during the reception, we're all sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is there about to be a fire? And then come to find out, it was these fire things ready to, and it was beautiful. It was really, really special. You guys, it was this powerful. Hey, they're the flower girls. Our daughter, Naomi and Ore. So you have the two, and they're the beautiful bridesmaids. Very, very nice. The one on the right there is just shockingly beautiful. It's amazing. It's amazing. And they're the groomsmen right there. And it was cool. It was hashtag Osariel. So it's Osas and Ariel won. You know, that was kind of cool right there. And it was scheduled to rain, but the Lord held back the rain.
Wow.
So we were grateful because it would have literally going to church on Sunday morning was crazy. We literally were stuck behind. I mean, there was so much water traveling in Lagos that there was a bus in front of us that broke down. Then another bus was trying to get through the water. That one broke down. Then a third one trying to get around both of them also broke down. So the entire road was clogged.
Whoa.
So people are coming out of the buses trying to push the bus. And it was like, not only was there water, but there was also like, you know, holes in the ground, potholes in the ground. So it was intense. But so like the first bus, it wasn't going nowhere. The second bus, guys were coming out. Even a woman came out. And then finally that got going. And the third one was like. And the it was intense. Just to get to church. That was Sunday morning for us. And then it was funny because the brother who was driving us to church, his name's Andrew too. John. Sorry. And he was trying to struggle right there. He's like, he's got his little Toyota Corolla, and the water is high. He's like, man, the water's starting to get into the, you know, exhaust. I'm like, bro, calm down. It's going to be okay. And we just prayed, and the Lord just opened it up. I was like, amen. Well, family, turn your Bibles to Genesis here. We are continuing our series in the book of Genesis. And again, you all are very, very welcome. So good to have Poppy's dad here with us here this morning. You're very welcome. Awesome to have you here, sir. And so it's exciting. God is really doing great things. And I continue to pray for the church in Lagos. They're praying for their volunteer visas to come on through there. And as a faithful wife, Ariel is committed to staying by Osas' side.
Yes.
An American in the third world.
Amen.
Are you with me right there? So take a look over in Genesis 29. The opening question for you today really is, have you ever cared about someone or something so much that there wasn't anything you could imagine that could pull you away from them? Have you ever cared about someone or something so much that there was nothing you could imagine that could pull you away from them? Because that really is the heart of love. It really is. And today we're going to continue our study in the book of Genesis by examining the life of Jacob and his love for Rachel. And I appreciated my brother, Jacobus. I should say, Jacobus. I'm working on the Afrikaans right there. But our brother Jacques, we call him Jacques. Last week, our brother Jacques preached about how Jacob had a vision in the night, and a vision of a ladder ascending to heaven, amen, where God renewed his promise to be with him and to give his descendants a blessed future. And that event happened while he was on his way to the land of his mother to find a wife and on the run from his brother Esau, right? Well, today, we'll see how Jacob arrives in the land where his mother grew up and discovers Rachel. Wow. And how hard he's willing to work for that love. And before we jump in here, I wanted to play you guys a quick song. You got it, Tina? Come on, Tina's on it today. All right, so I got a quick song that I really believe illustrates the heart of sincere love. Now, who here knows of a guy named Bobby Caldwell?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, you guys, if you don't know Bobby Caldwell, it's okay. Many people don't know him, but they know the song that he's famous for. And it's, the name of the song I'm about to play is the name of the title that our sermon is today, What You Won't Do for Love. All right. So we're going to play this song. All right. See if you guys remember the song. Now, this brother's a soulful brother. This is a soulful brother. You guys heard this song before? All right. Turn it up. You remember this song?
Yeah.
All right, now think about the words. Listen to the words.
I guess you wonder where I've been.
Brother can sing.
I search to find
a love within. All right, here we go. Come on, Bobby.
I came back to life.
All right.
Got a thing for you that I can't let go.
Keep listening. He's in a daze. See, I'm sure you've heard this in the elevator or somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All the married people are like, I know this song. Now, listen, now, I'm going to go back to the words in this song. It's going to be bass. Listen. Some people go around the world for love, but they may never find what they dream of. What you won't do. You tried everything. But you don't give up. In my world. I wish I could sing it today, but my voice is gone. I know, right?
My friends wonder
what is wrong with me.
Now, pause it now. That's good. So it goes on. It's a beautiful song. Now, what's really cool about this song, right? Is that he goes on to say, what you won't do for love. You tried everything, but you don't give up. In my world, only you makes me do for love what I would not do. And the question for us here as Christians here this morning, does our love for God make us do for love what we would not do? You see, I'm taking a secular song here, and I'm making it spiritual in its application.
Yes.
Are you with me here? Because I hope that some guy singing a song here about love is not more passionate to be loving than Christians are in light of the cross. Are you with me right here? Because he says, in my world, only you. And for Christians, in our world, only God, only Jesus' example and his sacrifice and his love makes us do for love what we would not do. Are you with me right here? And so my points to you this morning are simple, but it takes emotional maturity to put it into practice. I've heard it said that without emotional health, there can be no spiritual maturity.
Wow.
And the greatest example of this is in our love for God and each other, especially when we hurt each other, especially when we're rejected. And the tough thing I'm realizing is that the closer we get to each other, the more you'll hurt each other. You realize that? The reason why a lot of people are afraid to build friendships, afraid to love, is they're afraid to risk. They're afraid to put themselves out there. It was funny. Drew and I last night, we took a little break after the kids were down, and we saw the movie Hitch. You know, with Will Smith. You ever see that movie, Hitch?
Yes.
Right, the love doctor, right? It's good. And the thing is, with love, you know, you can tell people all the right things, but love takes courage. It takes a lot of courage to be able to risk and put your emotions out on the line to be rejected. Are you with me right here? And the same thing relates to our love for God and our love for each other. And so the points today, as we look in Genesis, we're going to break it on down. Forgive me. So we're going to look at the points here.
Okay.
As soon as you're ready, my sister.
All right.
Again, number one, love is heartfelt. It's not superficial. It takes deep searching to attain it. We're going to get into the scripture in just a moment, but I want to give you guys an overview. Number two, love is willing to do anything. If you really love someone, you're really willing to do anything. And I believe any parent who loves their child will be willing to say that. Are you with me, right?
Yes.
Number three, love doesn't make sense. This is a big one too. Because people are like, man, why do you love God so much? Why are you willing to travel so far to come worship? Why don't you go to the church down the street that teaches the easy prosperity gospel? Are you with me right there? Number four, love keeps coming through rejection. That's a big one too. You know, are you willing to love through the rejection? That's huge. You know, people do it in the world to have a relationship, but are they willing to do it for God? Are they willing to do it to help other people become disciples? Right? And then number five, love only wants the best for you. That's the way God feels about us. He really only wants the best.